During the coronavirus pandemic, we've been told time and time again to wash your hands and to keep surfaces sanitized with alcohol or bleach. But what happens when places like homeless shelters or food pantries run low on bleach? The Louisville nonprofit Waterstep has created a solution to that problem. It's called Bleachmaker, and Mark Hogg is the founder and CEO of Waterstep, and he's with us this morning to talk about the solution. Mark, what exactly is Bleachmaker?
Yeah, the Bleachmaker was built in response to the Ebola virus in Liberia some years ago. We were contacted by some friends there, and they said they can't get bleach to clean off hazmat suits or to prepare rooms or anything like that. And they wanted something that could be manufactured bleach on site that would meet World Health Organization requirements for medical waste. So we got busy to develop something. We were able to do that. And the Bleachmaker is about the size of a curling iron. So if you can take that curling iron, it comes with a 5-liter jug, and you mix up about a cup and a half of salt with water, shake that up real good in the jug. You stick the Bleachmaker stick down in there, and then you can plug that stick in, or you can hook it to a 12-volt battery. In about 70, 75 minutes, you've got a solution strong enough to be used to clean medical waste in hospitals, to sterilize instruments. You can even dilute the solution a little bit. You can clean surfaces. Another way to imagine this is if you've got a feeding kitchen or a school or an orphanage that needs to be sanitized, this takes care of all your sanitation needs.
There are various homeless shelters in Louisville that are using this to sanitize their facilities. There are actually some pantries that are beginning to use this in the area as well that would have been closing without this, correct?
No doubt about it. Imagine working in a way that you've been working your whole life, and the coronavirus has hit, and all of a sudden, like Wayside Christian Mission told us, they were out of bleach. They ran to Sam's. There were only 3 1-gallon jugs left. They were $7 each, and that's all they had at the Wayside Christian Mission. And so being able to have a tool like this that can help you bridge gaps when there's not bleach available, or just, you know, bang out as much as you want, it's pretty amazing. So we've been able to help some dozen to 24 groups in the Appalachian Mountains here in Louisville that have been threatened by not being able to provide disinfection. Then they're able to have the confidence to stay open.
How scalable is this at this point for Bleachmaker? I mean, if suddenly 2,000 organizations want a Bleachmaker, is that possible?
Yeah, we're working on that right now, Bill. We're trying to get more Bleachmakers made, so we're seeking funds to do that in donations, and we really need that, because this tool, I believe, is going to become more and more important, more vital. Dr. Bill Smuck is a good friend of ours. He's our medical advisor, and as you know, he's the head of the police department's forensics program and their main surgeon. And Bill has taken this tool around the world. He's got incredible confidence about it. You know, the coronavirus can live on a surface potentially for 14 days. So, you know, he has talked to us multiple times about the power of bleach, and it's the best defense. This is a solution for a solution to protect you. So I believe, I'm not a professional, or I'm not working at the World Health Organization, but as we're watching things around the world happen, I believe there's going to be some boomerang effects periodically. Folks are going to relinquish, their restrictions. And then, like we've seen in Hong Kong, the surge is going to come back. So more and more, tools like the Bleachmaker are going to be critical, I think, to have just on hand.
Mark Hogg from Waterstep. Mark, thank you so much for your time this morning.
It's an honor to be with you, Bill. We love listening to you guys on the radio and your show. Thanks for helping us get more Bleachmakers made and save more lives.